Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. All right, let's do a quick fit tip, but I would argue, like all my fit tips, it seems like common sense, it seems like something super simple, but guess what? Those are the things that make a difference. So, fit tip, what's the number one reason people give for failure to exercise? Still, lack of time. So, this goes out to those of you who have kids. If you don't have kids, this probably isn't a fit tip you can use, but you can apply it in similar types of situations. But this is the kid practice workout. And I've got two boys, as I've talked about in the past, 15 right now and 12, and they play sports. And I'm busy, they're busy. And sure, it's challenging to do everything we need to do throughout the day. And that includes exercise. So one thing I do is get workouts in when my kids are practicing sports. I have watched too many parents over the years watch their kids practice. And I get it. That's okay. You know, we want to show interest. But there comes a place and a time when, especially as they get older, you know, when they're younger, you kind of want to be there. And I'll talk about that. You can still stay close and get your workout in. Many different ways to do this based on your kids' personalities and ages and things like that. But when your kid is working out, why don't you? And it works on so many levels. First of all, your kid, by and large, probably doesn't want you watching. You know, after a certain amount of time, you know, let's not be that parent. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave it at that. Games, of course. But practice, that's a perfect time to get your workout in. And this can work on so many different levels in so many different ways. This really resonated with me years ago when my kids started. We had a brand new huge facility built just 5 minutes away from my house. Two hockey rinks, 60,000 square foot gym, just everything. Tennis courts, the whole nine yards, huge complex. And so when my kids were younger, you know, you're going to stay around. And by the way, you know, the parents, I get it, who are like, you know, what if something happens? Grew up with five brothers. There's, first of all, no physical way that my parents could be at everything, nor did they want to be. And we survived without cell phones. They're parents. There are coaches. You don't have to be there. Okay? And oftentimes your kids don't want you there anyway during the practices. So when my kids were playing hockey at this facility, that's when I go to the gym. Because it's connected. Now, I live close enough that I could go home. But even in the time it takes me to go home, I don't want to waste that time. Now, I don't do it every time, but that's the perfect time for me to get that workout in. One of my sons has an hour-long hockey practice. Boom. I'm going to do things at that gym that I can't do at home. I'm going to use the equipment that I don't have. Maybe it's cardio. Maybe it's strength. Maybe it's a mix of the two. But here's the other thing, and I like this even more. So that's an option. If that's an option for you, and listen, you can have a gym that's close by to where your kid does whatever they do. That's the gym you join. If your kid is playing some sport where it's a couple times a week and there's a gym close by, what perfect way to get your workout in during that time. But one of my favorite things to do, favorite, and it's generally during the summer months, but not always, is to get outside and work out. So my kids also play sports that are outside. And especially when I have to drive them to some place where it's not 5 minutes away, instead of going and doing errands or driving home and then back, I get a workout in. And it's generally a run because that's what I do. But for so many of you, it's getting that walk in. It's going for a walk. And I do this in the winter as well. And oftentimes, I will even do that when my kid is playing hockey at that facility. And I don't feel like going to the gym, but I feel like a run because there's actually a really nice route that I can go run. And it's different. And it mixes it up. This is maximizing your time, people. This is no excuses. And I vary it like crazy. Same facility that has the gym, where I also sometimes go run outside, they also have some stairs. And that's a workout I'll do. And that's generally a shorter workout. So if I have a little bit longer, if practice is a little longer, that may be the long run. And for you, that may be the long walk. But sometimes I'll just do a little short warm-up, and then I'll run up and down the stairs, do a great stair workout. There was a video, it was an Ironman broadcast many years ago. And there was a woman who, doing exactly what I'm talking about. I'll never forget this. So Ironman Hawaii broadcast, and you know, they profile different athletes. And this was a mother, super busy, everything I'm talking about. And she would bring her bike trainer. So her bike, and then you put it up on a trainer, which is, you know, that little apparatus, if you will, piece of equipment that you put the bike on, the back wheel, and you bike in place. And she would bring this to her, I think it was her daughter's soccer practices. And she would put it on the field next to the soccer field and bike and cheer while her kid practiced and played games. Now, I remember watching going, it's a little bit much, maybe. But if she's that busy and that's the only time she could get it in, good for her. Little too much attention maybe for me, even being me. But if that's all the time she has to get her workout in, good for her. So this is one of those fit tips that can really go a long way. And let me finish with this. There's so much more. Oh, about two things. So if you're like, yeah, my kid's pretty young and I don't want to go too far away, but you want to be outside. So let's say your daughter, your son has soccer practice, baseball practice, whatever it is. You can go a certain distance away so you can still see them. Maybe they can't see you. And you can do your body weight workout. You grab a bench and you do squats. You do step-ups. You do jumping jacks, run in place, burpees. You're outside. You're getting a great workout in. You're maximizing your time. And let me leave you with this. Your kid is going to see that, hey, dad or mom or both are living an active lifestyle. You are being the example that you should be. And back to that facility where all the parents or many of the parents are watching their kids practice. I said to the gym owner, the woman who runs the gym, I used to actually teach there years ago, last place I taught group cycling. I said, you should have signs in all of the different locations, especially the hockey rinks that say, your kid is exercising, why aren't you? Tongue in cheek, but not. Maximize your time. Get those workouts in when you can. And if it's walking, that's awesome. Get a bunch of laps in around the soccer field while your daughter is playing soccer or lacrosse or field hockey. You both will feel better when it's over. And again, you are being the role model that we need to be as parents for our kids. So there you have it. Fit tip, the kid practice workout. Winter, summer, in the gym, out of the gym, body weight, stairs, walks, runs, put your bike on a trainer. Hey, if you want to embarrass your kid, and that's something that, you know, they're at that age, do what you need to do. All right. But don't say you don't have time. All right. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram. Tom H. Fit is Twitter. You can direct message me through there. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Shoot me an email. I'm fixing that website, finally updating it, taking it somewhere else, giving it over after all these years. It's time. So that resource will be a lot better shortly for you as well. The Micro Workout Plan is my most recent book. I have a bunch. If you're into marathons, triathlons, sports nutrition, you can go to my Amazon page. A lot of books there for you to help you have your best life. That is my goal. And so I know sometimes this can sound like tough love, but we have one life and we have what we control. And when you control those things and you give it time and you're honest with yourself, it feels really good. It feels better than the alternative. And you can flip that switch. You just got to give it time and you got to believe that it makes a difference. All right? I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.